and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
The authority of God. Christ came and fulfilled the law so that you and I would not be held under the law of sin and death, so that you and I could receive grace, God's unmerited favor.
Yeah.
Anybody need a favor?
Yeah.
God's unmerited favor. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we've been adopted in. We now have something to shout about. This love that we speak of, that God has given us, is God manifested in flesh. He is a mighty God. It is God is love. And when Philip said, show us the Father that we may suffice him. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, for I and the Father are one. So he was God manifested in flesh.
Yeah.
So we're wondering, what does God look like? When you see Jesus, you've seen him.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, this love was real. This love was unconditional and unmerited. This love was reuniting man back to the Father. We were separated because of disobedience, and now we are reunited because of the love and the completed work of Christ. I get excited when I think about what Christ has done. I get excited when I think about how he came into this world, the only man that was born to die. We are born to live, and yet we live in war and wrestle and fight with one another. God like us the way we are. We are all made uniquely different colors. Let me make it plainer. Ain't nobody in here got the same fingerprint. And God knows all of us. Even a mother that has identical twin can tell the one twin from another, because there's some systemic differences between one and another. We serve a God who has made all 8-point-something billion people in the world. All of us are created by God, and God knows every single thing about us. And we ain't hiding nothing from him, because God is omnipotent. God knows us. He has power. And he is omniscient. He knows the things that we get into. You know that stuff you stole when you was a kid? He knew it. You know when you cheat on your wife? Why do men head drop when I say that? He knows it. But wait a minute, some women cheat on their husband. He knows it. Let me tell you about God. God knows us. He knows our frailties. All of us were born with a sin nature. We all know how to sin. Even a baby know how to sin. Christ came and fulfilled the law so that we would not be held under the law. My brothers and sisters, Christ paid the price for all of us. Jesus came here and did something so great. The historical text I'm trying to go on. In John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, his love. He loved the saved and the lost.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Christian and the not Christian. What kind of world is this? God loved the saved and the lost. The Christian and the non-Christian. You mean to tell me God loved? Yeah. because we are all created in God's image, and God ain't trying to send nobody to hell. But God is trying to save us from ourselves. He loved the saved as well as the unsaved.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Because God is love. And love covers a multitude of faults.
Yeah.
Anybody got any faults? I'm the first one to say, I've got some faults. The saved and the lost. The Christian and the non-Christian. He loves you regardless of your skin color, your social economic status, your lifestyle choices, whether you love Trump or whether you hate him. He loves you regardless of your mistakes you've made in sin you were committed, that you have committed. He loves you if this is your first time you set foot inside a church building, or if you've gotten perfect attendance over the last 50 years. He loves you if you were drunk last night, or if you never touched the stuff. He loves you if your family really isn't as wonderful as it looks on a social page, or if you're faking it because your life and family are not well. God's love was on time. Because despite of all of the things we are going through, he got you up this morning. Then the Antioch God love was on time because of his only begotten son. Jesus' birth was unique, for he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was unique, for he was born without a sin nature. Jesus was unique because the world could not find any fault in him. There's some faults in us. Jesus was unique because he healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and raised the dead. And then we see the whosoever. It speaks of the greatest invitation, which is inclusive. Black, white, Jews, Gentile, Protestant, Catholic. God ain't concerned about our denomination. He's concerned about our relationship. And when we get out of trying to please him because of who we are and start having a relationship with the one who we adore, then he blesses us according to his divine purpose for our life, and he blesses us according to his riches and glory. My brothers and sisters, Jesus paid the price. When we think about what God is doing, he is moving us closer to him. And then we see the whosoever. We see the whosoever is, we see him moving us closer to him. Then there are those who believe in him. This is the greatest simplicity. All we have to do is demonstrate a little faith. This is about what we say we believe, and we stand on it. Then the Lord said, we should not perish. This is the greatest certainty. We as believers have a guarantee given to us by the Lord that we will have eternal life. And because of this, we will not perish. There are those who are trying to work their way into heaven. Come to church every Sunday, serve on every board, do a whole bunch of work. Can I bust your bubble? That ain't got nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is a gift from God. It's all about what we believe. It ain't what we do. It's about what we believe. It's about a relationship with God. You can be in a church all your life and still go to hell if you don't love the Lord. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Pastor, I was on this committee. I was on that board. I came to church when I was sick. Well, that's good, but that got to do with works. That don't have anything to do with salvation. I have learned, when you are broken, when God breaks us, when God shakes you, he's breaking you. I see it. He's got work for you. He's calling you. You'll talk to him. Work for you. God is speaking to a nation, but he first has to break you. And when he breaks a nation, where do you fall?
On your knees.
When you fall on your knees and look to the hill from which cometh your help and know that your help come from the Lord, the Lord says, I've been waiting on you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
The Lord will break us to make us. He would allow things to happen in order for us to receive the blessing of eternal life, where we will not perish. As I close, God's love was on time because we now have the opportunity for eternal life. We will live forever with him. Now, some will live forever without him. Is that in your entourage? I don't want to live without him forever. Some will live forever with him. Some will live forever without him. In utter darkness. Separated from him forever. But to those of us who accept him as Lord and Savior, salvation is a gift. It is so simple to get it. All we have to do is demonstrate a little faith and believe. When you believe, you're saved. I like to mess with the enemy all the time. That's why the enemy wants to take me out. He really wants to kill me. God have him said, no, he still got more work to do. My time will come at some point. But I shoot at the enemy because my work is to help people get a relationship with the Lord. And the enemy does not like that. And if he could take you out, he would. But God said, you can do anything you want, just don't mess with his life. You remember Job? He didn't have power. You have the power. We were created in the image of God to call upon a holy Father who said, if you just call upon me and stand on faith, you can say to the mountain, move, and that mountain will move. The problem is, we sometimes are like Peter. We can walk on water and realize this ain't what we should be doing. Because our faith is less than a grain of mustard seed. But there's a conjunction. When you stand on God's word and believe, God can do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Okay, we've got birthdays to get to on this 20th day of February. Happy birthday going out to Tammy Davis, Stan Lee, Owen R. Cowan, Amber Ibanez, Jacqueline Freeman, Louise McLeod Hill, Tamikia Turner Tyler, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Today's Bible Jeopardy, fill in the blank.